So food drives, Secret Santas, fundraisers. What if you just don't have the money to do it all?
If it's just an individual charity, feel okay in saying no. That's very, very appropriate. You should never feel pressure to give in that way. So now if maybe the organization has got this goal of 100% participation, that happens.
Right. I've worked at places where that was the push.
Then it's okay to maybe give just a dollar to hit that goal. It gets tricky when it is part of that 100% participation, because now it's no longer about a contribution. It's more about how committed are you to the team and organization. Now, where it gets stickier is when it's more of an activity. So maybe it's one of these Secret Santa things, or it's a white elephant thing, or it's even going to a holiday party can be obligatory. Those are things that if you can, you really need to try and kind of suck it up and do it as best you can.
Because I mean, there's a morale piece of this too, right? And being part of the team and everybody's, you know, sort of fun around the holidays.
Either in reality or in perception. So let me talk about what it costs you if you don't show up to the holiday party. Or you say, I'm not participating in this. People won't say, oh, you know, I know he's really busy. Or, oh, I know he's uncomfortable in large groups. No, no, no. What they'll say is they'll say, he doesn't like us. She doesn't want to be part of our team. They aren't committed to the organization.
So, wait, that's a big leap to they aren't committed to the organization.
Yeah. They're really not that committed because, look, everyone else is here. Everyone else participated, but they didn't. Maybe they're out looking for another job. People go to those negative places pretty fast. So if it is something like that that's more of an activity that has a little bit of a team morale component to it, trust me, being an introvert myself, I really don't like that stuff, but you got to do it.
I wanted to go back to what you were saying about the 100% participation push and how it's harder to say no to that. What do you risk there?
Okay, so be very straightforward and honest. Explain your reason. Maybe it's you don't personally support that charity. Or maybe there's religious reasons why you don't want to be a part of something. Or maybe you've already given and you really don't have any other money or resources to give this year. You come out to your boss and say that.
It's okay to say, look, I have these two or three charities I support at the holidays or this charity that I support, and that's the max that I can do in my budget. That's okay.
Yes, absolutely. It's okay. Now, if I was to script it perfectly, I would say, so that's the max of my budget. I don't have any other monetary resources. If I can do anything else to support what you all are doing, I would be happy to do that. If you do that, it still shows level of commitment, but it allows you to say no.
Brandon Smith is our go-to expert on our working lives and careers. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, always a lot of fun.